Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, April 7th. Tesla is preparing to increase the price of its full self-driving package again as new features are coming. Currently, Tesla sells the package for $7,000. And now CEO Elon Musk says that Tesla will probably increase the price in July. It would coincide with Tesla's worldwide release of the long-promised ability to recognize and respond to traffic lights and stop signs. Tesla is participating in a massive virtual power plant using its Powerwall in South Australia, and the first phase of the system is already proving successful, according to a new report. In July of 2018, Tesla deployed the first 100 Powerwalls with solar for the new virtual power plant, and focused on reducing the cost of electricity for low-income households in the area. A few months later, the project moved to its second phase, and Tesla started deploying 1,000 more systems as part of the plant. According to an agency behind the project, the Australian Energy Market Operator, participants in the program were able to accumulate earnings of $225,000. Tesla is releasing a new dash cam Sentry Mode viewer, which was a highly requested feature, and a Tesla hacker known as Green is bringing us a first look at it. The viewer allows passengers to review footage captured by Sentry Mode and Tesla Cam, which uses the autopilot cameras to record when the car is parked or driving, respectively. The viewer is only accessible when the car is in park, and the footage can switch between cameras around the car as displayed on the main screen. Tesla is making several improvements to the Fremont factory during the shutdown in order to increase production capacity for the Model Y and other vehicles. At Electrek, we've obtained several construction permit applications that Tesla submitted for the Fremont factory over the last week, and they are showing some of the upgrades that Tesla is planning to make. And they include improvements to existing body and white manufacturing line for increased production capacity, platform extensions at module pack line location and addition of H4 room, installation of Model Y conveyance platform for Phase 3, utility infrastructure deployment in preparation for restoring former body paint operations. Tesla has also submitted several applications for a general assembly line that it has been referring to as GA4.5, which is actually a line that is currently operating outside in a large tent structure. Volkswagen tepidly pursues electrification. Matthias Raabe, VW's technical chief, told the United Kingdom's Autocar publication that combustion engines, quote, will have a longer future than some people predict. He went on to say, quote, we take our CO2 targets very seriously and want to be a role model on CO2, but that doesn't mean we will exclude the combustion engine. Mazda likewise clings to liquid fuel sources and combustion engines, as they are collaborating on research with the Hiroshima University and the Tokyo Institute of Technology to develop microalgae biofuel. Rivian was expected to make a first customer delivery of its electric truck later this year. However, the company slowed down work at its factory in Normal, Illinois in mid-March and then had to shut down operations on March 20th. The Pentagraph, a local newspaper in the Bloomington/Normal area, now says that Rivian's first deliveries will slip into the year 2021, just 9 months from now. Polestar, Volvo's performance brand, has released a close look at the Precept, a new electric sedan that shows the Swedish automaker's design direction. The listing includes the following interesting features. The Precept interior shows how high-tech sustainable materials, when combined tastefully, can create a new luxury design language. Vegan interior with high levels of recycled content, building on the vegan foundations presented by the Polestar 2. Polestar works together with B-Comp, an interior supplier, to integrate a flax-based natural composite, which has been used extensively to replace many components that are traditionally made from virgin plastics. And on the technology side, a large 15-inch digital interface recognizes the driver upon approach, with settings and personal content authenticated by the Polestar's digital key. Google Assistant evolves with advanced speech technology in more languages with better local dialect interpretation and more personalized experiences. Eye tracking that monitors where the driver is looking and adjusts the way the information is presented. Smaller and more detailed when the driver is focused on the display, and larger, brighter, with only vital information when the driver is focused on the road. A company called Armor has designed a solar panel-laden car cover that's made from thin photovoltaics. The manufacturer told France's PV magazine that the film can be folded at least 50,000 times before losses occur. Now, there's no word yet on the potential price for this solar electric charging tarp. Gazeltech, the EV maker, has used this car cover and has a slow motor system that draws the cover over the vehicle that appears to have a housing in the rear bumper. The Gazelle vehicle itself uses composite materials to make an ultra-lightweight vehicle body, and the company claims a remarkable efficiency of 70 watt-hours per kilometer. Very interesting combination. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, according to a new report, Renewable Capacity Statistics 2020, from the International Renewable Energy Agency, green energy made up 72% of all new energy projects in 2019, and solar and wind made up 90% of those projects. The Environmental Protection Agency announced a suspension of the enforcement of environmental rules during the coronavirus outbreak. Now, there actually is no end date for this policy. And on Friday, April 3rd, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markley sent a letter to the EPA head, Andrew Wheeler, demanding that the EPA answer 6 questions by April 17th. Now, in a nutshell, the questions want to know what the rationale is behind these decisions. Oslo is apparently running the first urban emission-free construction project in the world where only electric construction equipment is being used. The city has declared that buildings must now be erected with fossil fuel-free machinery. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the Swedish electric dirt bike maker Cake has released a street-legal version of their popular affordable design. As explained by Cake CEO Stefan Ytterborn in a statement provided to Electrek, quote, "We are stoked to be able to expand the urban Cake presence with the new Kalk INK SL, which combines excellent off-road performance and efficient commuter qualities." Now, the SL is fitted with a light package with turn signals, LED display, a left side mirror, foot brake, and a license plate holder, and the bike can reach a top speed of 56 miles an hour, or 90 kilometers, to help it maintain minimum highway speeds. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.